You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, Mighty Counselor, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is Love According to the Bible, Part 4. My text is 1 John 4:8, which states, He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. We are to agape God. Matthew 22:37 states, Jesus said unto them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. We are to agape our neighbor. Matthew 22:39 states, And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. We are to agape even our enemies. Matthew 5:43-46 states, Ye have heard that it have been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. But if ye love them that which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? We are not to agape money. Matthew 6:24 states, No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, which is treasures. We are not to agape darkness. John 3:19 states, For this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men loveth darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. We are not to agape men's approval. John 12:43 states, For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. The New Testament has over 200 references to agape love. Here are a few. Matthew 24:12, And because iniquity, which is unrighteousness, shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Luke 11:42, But woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye tithe mint and rue, and all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment, and the love of God. Thus ought ye to have done, but not to leave the other undone. John 15:9-10 states, As the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Romans 13:10, Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. John 15:13, Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John 17:26, And I have declared unto them that thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Romans 5:5, And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Galatians 5:22 states, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Revelations 1:5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the things of the earth, unto him that loveth us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Romans 14:15, but if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walketh thou not charitably? Destroy not him with thy meat, for whom Christ died. For 1 Corinthians 8:1, now as touching things offered unto idols, ye know that ye all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. Colossians 3:19, husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. James 1:12-5, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Hearken, my beloved brethren, have not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? 2 Peter 2:15, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, are loved the wages of unrighteousness, who love the wages of unrighteousness. 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Although 1 Corinthians 13 is known as the chapter on love, there is no book that speaks more about agape than 1 John. The first is that it is inconsistent and false to claim we agape love God while not agape loving other believers. We cannot love God without loving brothers and sisters who also love him. The second is that it is inconsistent and false to claim we agape love God if we do not obey him. It is impossible to love God while ignoring what he says. The two are inextricably connected. As Galatians 5:14 states, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Jesus and the Father are so at one that according to Jesus, whoever loves him will be loved by the Father and by Jesus too. The idea is that any believer who initiates this relationship of love by showing obedience, Jesus and the Father simply respond. The oneness between Jesus and his followers is a mirror of the oneness between Jesus and his heavenly Father. John 14:21 states, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. John 17:23 states, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. The Apostle Paul exhorted the Corinthians to remember the importance of love. He wanted them to show love in everything they did. Paul exalted love as the highest form in this letter to the church in Corinth. Love for God and other people was to motivate everything they did. 1 Corinthians 16:14 states, let all your things be done with charity. Love is not merely an attitude of God. Love is his essence. God is fundamentally love. He alone loves in the completeness and perfection of love. The highest love of all is agape, and this is the love of God, that he had for us, dying for the ungodly, wicked sinners who were once enemies of God. It is easy to love ourselves and to love others with a filial and stargy kind of love, but to love someone with a godly or divine kind of love, agape, we must put others before ourselves and die to ourselves in serving others. It puts the interests of others above ourselves, just as Jesus died for unworthy sinners. It is an unconditional love, a love that is outwardly displayed toward others and hopefully God, and is not based upon a person's performance or how they treat us. Agape love is the love that Christians are commanded to have for one another and also to those outside the body of Christ. Out of agape love for his Father, Jesus died a painful death on the cross for our sins. Therefore, let us agape love each other in gratitude for God's love for us. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good day and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Our theme for today is vision. In particular, having a clear vision for your life. Some people have sight, but they cannot see because they lack vision. Vision is a mental picture of the future you desire, or in the spiritual sense, the future God has for you to fulfill. Do you have a clear vision for your life? In 2018, I had a vision to create digital content for the radio and other media. To act by faith, I met with a radio executive and asked him if I could come by the station to learn more about the business. He said yes, so I did. When I arrived at the station, I was asked to fill in on a live radio show due to a guest no-show. This was divine providence, and on that show, we talked about community issues and the importance of voting. This experience increased my confidence and confirmed that I was on the right track. By God's grace, I now provide digital content for radio and other media outlets. Having a vision with a plan of execution is very important. In Habakkuk, the second chapter, verses 2-3, the Lord answered Habakkuk and said, "Write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." In other words, write a clear vision and grow from a faith of perplexity and doubt to a height of absolute trust in God. Sometimes our vision is blurred and we don't see things clearly. Sometimes we are blindsided. And sometimes we see things based on fear that will never actually happen. However, we should strive to align our vision to God's purpose for our lives. Once your vision is aligned to God's purpose, you won't run away from challenges based on fear. You'll run to them knowing that you're well able. You won't run away from opportunities thinking that you're not qualified. You'll run to them knowing that you are well equipped. You won't worry when you face health, financial, and relationship problems. You'll trust the promises of God. Although we have all violated God's divine law, be encouraged to know that God still loves you and desires your best. God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. Can you see God's love for you? If so, put God first by trusting and obeying his word, and take action by faith to carry out your vision. Shalom.
You have been listening to